This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Houthi and Omani envoys are planning to head to Saudi Arabia on Thursday night to try to negotiate a permanent ceasefire with Saudi officials to end the war in Yemen. Two people involved in the talks told Houthi officials will travel to Riyadh with the Omani mediators who landed in Sana'a on Thursday. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un was expected to tour a Russian plant that builds fighter jets and visit the country's Pacific Fleet, but his exact whereabouts remained uncertain Thursday following a summit at which he expressed unconditional support for Moscow. Kim invited Russian President Putin to visit North Korea, an invitation the Kremlin says Putin has accepted. South Korea has reacted to the news of the North Korean-Russian summit, and as expected, they are not happy. Nigeria's electricity distribution companies reported a total system collapse on Thursday, causing widespread blackouts across the country. Grid power supply is erratic in Nigeria. The grid collapsed at least four times last year, which authorities blamed on technical problems. The National Hurricane Center in the U.S. is warning people in Bermuda and the northeast coast of the United States to be cognizant of Hurricane Lee as it moves north through the Atlantic. They have actually issued a hurricane watch for the coast of Maine, New Brunswick, and Nova Scotia, citing that it won't cross the coast, but it's a big storm. This is VOA News. The first truckload of Russian humanitarian aid has arrived this week in the disputed territory from Azerbaijan through the Armenian Pass. Authorities, citizens, and activists say that Azerbaijani troops continue to block access from Armenia. Our reporter, Ricardo Marquina, traveled to the areas near the enclave and says people are concerned about the ongoing situation and supplies which normally come through the pass. A global aid effort for Libya gathered pace Thursday after a tsunami-sized flash flood killed thousands of people, thousands more missing. A death toll the United Nations blamed in part on the legacy of years of war and chaos. The World Bank is working with authorities in Morocco and Libya to prepare financing in response to the deadly disasters in the two countries. The bank's Turkey director, Humberto Lopez, told Reuters on Thursday that bank teams are working with both governments to get that process started. We're keeping an eye on the situation in the U.S. state of California, where Hollywood writers and actors continue to strike the studios and television networks. They all don't just impact the actors and the writers who are on strike, but all of the people that work for the studios as well. Story on our website, which you can read about the people that are ancillary employees of these organizations, like janitors, who are also out of work because of the strike. The son of ousted Myanmar leader Aung San Suu Kyi says he has always avoided talking to the media but has decided this time to do so. He says he's increasingly worried about his 78-year-old mother's health and about Myanmar's violent political crisis, which he now calls desperate. Kim Aris says his mother has no access to legal counsel or to her personal doctors and is under a form of solitary confinement. She was arrested in 2021 when the army seized power from her elected government. You can get more information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at our website, voanews.com. You can also find us on all of our social media platforms, X, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.